through that in my other home. He had made a wheel barn. I don't know, he had two wheels. I don't bit more can tell you if I was leaving the last breath, what become of it, and nothing. At least he had lamps. I got two now. I bought one. Lamp, you know, the gold of kerosene lamp, coal oil lamp, with the globe. Because I said, I'm going to get some coal oil. When it's in the light, it can't go off while you still use it. To buy the storm on it. Made a wooden stove, had a big old, the last wood stove my husband bought. I just didn't remember who he bought it from, whether it was the Lister or who, but it seemed like it might have been him. But anyway, it had a hot water tank on it. When the stove got hot, the water was over. And it'd hold, it'd hold about two buckets of hot water. Clean it out, get wood and all the baked and thing and that. But I've seen that. Now you take, we used to roll wood. Oh my, me and Sister Nancy even was talking about that. Say, honey, we have been totally in sacks. And just across the road there, me and him, we've got some here. Well, it was back in 70. In 69, 70, when they cleaned up that place, you know, man or woman cut a wood bar like that. Because didn't have a wood stove, but I had a wood heater. And we take wood, and I had a small little gas heater in there now. Because that belonged to the house and belonged to the mother. And I could warm, we could stay warm more, because the house was open. It was never completed from the beginning. Never completed. Because Coach Ren didn't try to, he didn't, I told him, I said, his house, all it needed, ceiling, partition, or we used some of this paper from the paper mill, that thick paper. And then I have got up on top of the table. That's why I said, I know I ain't no good. And nail it up, you know, tack it, nail it up, strip pieces, you know, for ceiling. And it partition it like it's with that thick paper. But you know, during the time, it'll rot. That paper rot down, cracks and holes on that thing. He said, you lucky to be living, Jason. You just blessed from the Lord to be living. And that kitchen, I ought to show you. You can't see the paper, but I ought to show you. I got the pictures of it. Mr. Johnny, he sure have gone to the lost corner. Go some of these people around here know, because they've been down there and been in it. Done left out that thing, you done fretted there. Well, I have been out. Freezing weather. Rain. And the cold. Be raining too. Cut out sapping like them little, some of them, you know. Bar like that. Spring resting and mean sweating with together. Told her I had got bolt off the barn. That is to make, you know, fire. And I said, Lord Jesus. That was my husband. That was my baby's Now that's my daughter. When she had she was with the last boy, but she didn't try to show it, she tried to be cute with it. And now this was, I don't know where this is, Patricia. That's my older grandchild when she was small. And this is my two grandsons. Since they grew up. Which is that they sister ain't got but three. And this is my daughter. All this was taken in Pennsylvania. And she was the usher, one of the ushers of the temple in Philadelphia. Now I know what I need to do directly. Now this is the